Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank and praise the Lord for this day. This is Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. So glad that you have tuned into the broadcast today, and I know it would be a blessing to you. We just thank and praise the Lord for this day. I pray that you have thanksgiving on your heart and in your mouth. So true that the Lord been good to us. You know, the old saints used to sing, you know, a lot of time I refer back to my ancestors, the old saints, because I can recall as a little child how they were just so thankful. My grandmother was one that really inspired me more than anybody in my family. It wasn't a time that I didn't go visit my grandmother. She was always talking about the goodness of God. She was always thanking him. She would talk to me about, you know, growing up as a child and some of the things she experienced in life. But she always had a thank you in her mouth and a praise on the lip for the things that the Lord had done for her. You know, it's good. I done lived long enough, and I done experienced some trials and tribulations, some persecution, false accusation, but that's part of it. But you know, when you can persevere in spite of, I think about Joseph in the Bible. When Joseph had the dream, I think one of his things was he shouldn't have shared it with his brother because he already know that they were jealous of him. But when I think about what Joseph went through with, but how God graced him to persevere and be steadfast. You know, the Bible tells us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord. And I'm telling you, in the hour and the time that we're living in, you got to persevere. You got to, if the old saints say, you got to keep pushing. But like I said about my grandmama was all, she thought about the little things to me in the conversation we had. My grandmama didn't think so much on the negative, but she always thought about the good that God did, only if it didn't seem like much at that time. But to her, it was a big thing. And that's why I say it remind me of Joseph in the Bible. When Joseph had a dream, you know about Joseph. Joseph had the dream and Joseph shared with his brothers. And, you know, we got so much. We got so much. Listen at me. And I think that's what we just going to think we're going to talk about today, being thankful. You know, the power of thank. The Bible tells us to enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. And like I said, I don't know about you, but we got so much to thank God for, you know, because as I stated, that's what my grandma, she was just thanking me. She was talking about when she used to pick cotton, when she worked in the white people homes and all of this stuff. But she didn't have any bitterness in her heart. And like I said, my grandmama was very inspiring to me as a child. Because, you know, even if she'd start talking about the bad, she would talk about how God came in her situation and how she saw the hands of God, you know. But she always was thanking and praising the Lord. And I'm going to even open up this broadcast today with that. I send out a shout-out to Apostle Armstrong. God bless him. Thank God for keeping him and how God continued to lead him in a plain path because of this enemy. Ando, thank you, Lord. I thank you for him, God. I thank you for giving him the grace that accomplish and do the things that you don't put in his heart to do. I even thank God for you that have tuned into the broadcast. We ask the Lord lead us. We're going to continue with this Thanksgiving because we're finishing up with Hebrews. Remember we talked about in Hebrews, the 11th chapter. It talk about the heroes of faith. Come on, somebody. And I need it with some people in there that that they start out, some that start out good, but they finish strong. And it really ministered to me because in this time, like I said, some of the things that you and experience, you can't look at the things that appear at times and feel that you're going to be encouraged. Sometimes what you see in the natural, that's why the Bible said, look not at those things, look not at the natural, but look at things and call them as not as though they were. But in Psalms 103, as I stated about my grandmother, she wasn't a negative person, you know. And like I said, I used to love to hear her talk about spiritual things, you know. Now, some of it would, you know, as I done grown up and got in the Bible, a lot of it, and some of it, a lot of it didn't line up with the word. But the mindset she had about God, you know, what I mean, she talked about his goodness. You know, from our conversation, she never said anything bad about God that I can recall. It was always God being good. God always made a way, you know. And my grandmother lived to be 103. But it was all about God to grandmother. And I know my grandmother had some bad days like all of us. I know she didn't start off being saved. But, you know, and even with that, even though a lot of times certain things she, you know, she didn't read that good, and as she aged, she couldn't see the words in the Bible, and we lived it very near her. So one of her grandchildren, we had to take turns and spend the night, and we would go read the Bible to her, but not knowing at that time that one day that I was going to be a messenger of God, not knowing one day that God was going to call me into the ministry. And that's why I said, you know, the Bible said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And sometimes when we're going through, we don't see no significance in it. You know, why is this happening to me? The Bible said do everything without murmuring and complaining. And I'm going to tell you, if you... it's not rooted and grounded in the word of God, and them see nothing days, what you mean, prophets, and them times of your life when it appears from the natural perspective that God is nowhere around, you know, when everything is coming against you, you know, you got to learn how to continue to praise him and give thanks. That's when you got to, that's why it's so important to get rooted and grounded in God's word. Because y'all listen, the Bible teller Jeremiah said that in his word that God hates to perform his word. That same word is translated, one translation, he said God watch over his word to perform it. Numbers tell us, have not God spoken that God won't bring it to pass. So as I said, we need to be giving thanks, you know, because like I said, my grandmama instilled that in me as a child. Always give thanks, you know. She said, if you ain't got the food on your table, you won't still give him thanks, you know. If you might not be living in the house that you want to live in. And she, like I said, my grandmother wasn't a complainer. You know, she was just a content person, and she was just happy, you know. To me, she was content. And what, just like Paul said, we have to be content whatever stage we're in. You know, but my point is this, make it part of your day to give thanks and do away with that mama in complaining. Come on, somebody. The children of Israel grieved God because they just wanted to, they mama in complain about everything. And you got some people, they want to just mama and complain all the time about this. Why this ain't working right? Why this ain't working right? And when you are serving a God and you know that our number one goal is to please God. Hear me. Our goal is to please him. And like I said, God don't want us, you know, in Philippians 2 and 14, he tells us to do all things without murmuring and disputing, you know. And so that's something you got to put away, because when your mommy complaining, you really saying that God is not a good God, that God is not, God is not concerned about you, and God is. Hallelujah. God is concerned about all of us, but he said do everything. In the book of Corinthians, it told us, don't do what the children of Israel did. We need to learn. We need to learn from their error, from their disobedience. And it tells us not to murmur and complain. I don't know who I'm talking to. You can't see the goodness of God or be grateful and thankful because all you're doing is dwelling on the negative. You know, the Bible tells us in Colossians we need to set our affliction on things above. And like I said, my grandmama, she always focused on the goodness of God. She would talk about, you know, how they used to pick cotton and how they had to go in people's yard and work and do this and do that. But like I said, she didn't have no bitterness because my grandmother truly had a relationship with the Lord. In Psalms 103, I'm reading from the Living Translation. He said, praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. And there, too, again, you have to sometimes, you just got to make yourself praise God. Why? Because sometimes in this world, the Bible said we're going to have tribulation and persecution. Jesus told us to be of good cheer. You know, I found out that the blessings of God, and when we was talking in the series about the heroes of faith or the hall of faith, I found out trouble going to come. As long as we own this earth, we're going to experience tribulation and persecution. We're going to experience affliction. We're going to experience false accusations. But I found out it's the way that you deal with these things. You either come out bitter, you either come out grateful, you'll come out with a praise, but you got to look at it from God's perspective. And you can't look at it from God's perspective if you don't know what the words say. That was one of the last part of that series we talked about in Matthew 16, how Jesus was able to, well, not only in Matthew 16, but all in the four gospels, Jesus was able to discern what was at the root cause of what he was experiencing. Jesus was always able to discern what Satan had came in, what he was interfering, whether it was in a conversation, whether it was dealing with people body. Jesus was able to discern. And I say to you that have tuned in, as I stated, if you experiencing any kind of infirmity in your body, you need to ask God to reveal to you what is the root cause of it. The Bible said neither give place to the devil. And you need to even ask, okay, God, what have I opened the door? What have I given place to the enemy to cause what's happening in my life to be like it is? Now, you know, a lot of people, they want to blame it. Now, I'm not blaming the devil for everything, but I know he is a thief, and the Bible said he come to steal, kill, and to destroy. Wherever confusion, I know he's there. Wherever division, I know he's there. Wherever hatred and bitterness. But at the same time, my point is, God, what door did I open? You told me to neither give place to the devil. Now, my point is just whether you just going about your daily routine and minding your own business, Satan going to steal, try to stir up some. But my thing is, as Jesus told Peter upon this rock, he would come at the revelation. When you get a revelation of the redemption work of Christ, and I don't mean just think about it one time. I was listening to something that Apostle Jennifer LeClaire was saying, and I come in agreement with it. You know, she made a the point she made that really blessed me. She was saying, you cannot full-time devil if you're a part-time Christian, you know. And that really ministered to me because, as I stated, Christianity is a lifestyle. It's a way of living. It's not whenever it's convenient whether I feel good. Well, you know, today I just don't feel like being a Christian, so guess what? I'm not going to be a Christian today. No, You're either in for the long haul or you're not in at all. Come on, somebody. But there, too, again, like I said, we're talking about Thanksgiving, being thankful and blessing his name. Because he said, I praise the Lord. I tell myself with my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he's done for me. And we're living in a time, the Bible said that some they're going to be disobedient to parents, unholy, unthankful, ungrateful. But I don't know about you. I just thank God all through the day. I find something to thank him for. And even when things is not appear to be going the way or turned out the way that you thought it going to be, go on and praise him. Well, Father, you know, I thank you for waking me up. I be on the road a lot. So what I do, I begin to say, you know, Father, when I get home or while I'm going, Father, I just thank you for watching over me. I thank you, God, even as I'm driving, you keeping the past people that passing me, you helping them to focus on the road and helping me to focus on the road. Thank you for blessing to keep my automobiles in good shape so they can take me, you know, to and fro. Because I'm telling you, God is good. Father, I thank you, even right now. You know, you can say, even right now, Father, even I haven't seen the promise fulfilled of what you said you're going to do in my life. But I just thank you, Father. I know you're going to do it. Just don't know when. Don't know how you're going to do it. But, Father, you is faithful who promised. That some would tell us that we serve, y'all, we serve an awesome God. The summers tell us that God won't break his covenant off the things that come out of his mouth. So there, too, again. As I said, we're gonna talk about being thankful today. We're gonna talk about being grateful. Come on, somebody. Because as I said, God is a good God. You hear me? The Lord is a good God, and I don't know about you. God been good to Prophet Miller. God been good to me and my family. And as I stated, my grandmama lived that kind of life. She was the example of the believer. As I stated, you know, from my perspective, and when I was being, most of the time out there, she would always talk about the goodness of God. That was majority to her conversation, God. God did this. God did that. Then she said, oh, Lucifer. But she would always focus on God. And that really impressed me. And even now, since I grow, because I don't find that just because you're a Christian, that don't mean everything going to go the way you want it to go. Y'all, we living in a fallen world. We living where Satan entice and influence some people. And he go, even in your family, but you got to know how. You got to be forgiving. Come on, somebody. I said that a lot of times. On this broadcast, you got to be forgiven. Listen to me. You got to do that. You have to make up in your mind as the prayer, part of the Lord prayer, Lord, forgive those that trespass against me. And Father, lead me not into temptation. That is so important. You got to learn to forgive people. Because as I stated, I don't believe most of the time, especially when people is doing evil, sometimes I don't really believe that they truly realize who at the root of it. I just don't believe a lot of people know who at the root of bitterness and resentment and hatred and all of that violence. I don't really believe that they know that it's a invisible being, a spirit that is causing and putting that, causing them and making them feel like, you know, with this bitterness and resentment. Even in Psalm 73, as I look at, like as we're talking about being thankful and grateful, he said in Psalm 73, he said, truly God is good to Israel, even to such of a clean heart. Now, I mean, there too again. And then he said, but as for me, my feet was almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped. For I was envious at the foolishness when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Now, I really like this psalmist. Well, I like all of them, but I like it because what it's saying right here, it's showing you at this time the psalm was dealing with disturbing problems through God's sovereign and just the wicked always prosper while those who serve God seem to suffer more. And I'm telling you, if you don't know how to keep your mind on the Lord, you will find yourself when things ain't going the way, better yet, when things is going contrary the way you believe in, praying about, if you ain't careful, if you start looking at, even looking at folks that's not living right, the enemy will have you to begin to second guess God's promise. He'll have you to give up on the promise of God. You know, even with born again believers, yeah, here's some things going on in the body of Christ that is contrary to God. Yes, there's some leaders. You got people that are saved doing things that are contrary. But guess what? If you keep your eyes on what they're doing versus what they should be doing, it can cause discouragement. It can cause disappointment. Put your mind on the bridegroom. Put your mind on Jesus. Jesus did everything well. I mean, when I said well, he did everything. The Bible said he was obedient unto his own death. Whatever the Father said, do it. That's what he did. He denied himself even to death. He denied himself to continue to live when God wanted him to give up his life for you and I. And that's the one we need to focus on. I hear a lot of people, and I used to say it too. I used to always say, I want to be like Jesus. You know, and remember, the disciple even made this statement to Jesus one day, what they wanted to be like. He said, can you drink from the cup that I drank from? He would come out the cup of suffering. You know, I'm gonna be denied by my family. I'm gonna be denied by the very people I try to help. I'm gonna die for people's sin, even though I don't deserve to die. But I'm gonna die to pay for you. See, when we start talking about we want to be like Jesus, don't you know? Jesus experienced loneliness when it came down to other humans, but he was always content because he spent ample time with the Father. He had that kind of relationship with God that, you know, I don't have it with my natural family or the other humans, but this relationship I got with God is so real. And I'm telling you, even in the midst of adversity, open your mouth and tell him thank you. You know, sometimes when I sit down and start thinking about the goodness of the Lord, and this is what this psalmist said. He said, "I was in at the foolish when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, for they are no band." And see, he had got his eyes off of the Lord. And I'm telling you, the quickest way to get discouraged and disappointed, start looking at the center. Let the enemy have caused you to lose focus on God, and he have you looking at the sinners, what they doing, how they, oh, yeah, you see they prospering. They ain't living right, but look what they got versus what you got. They don't give tithes and offerings. They don't go to the house of the Lord. You can't let the enemy do it because he's trying to get you to dishonor God. He's trying to get you out of total alignment with God. But thank him. You got, you know, I'm telling you. A prophet, I just tell you, I done prayed and prayed and ain't nothing happened. Listen, trust God. You know, I found out it's the difference between believing and trusting God. The Bible said the devil believed and he trembled. The difference between my believing in God, I don't only believe God, but I obey him and I trust him. Okay, I'm going to give you another. Remember the old saints used to say, If you can't trace and steal, trust him. I remember Grandma, he gonna always come through. You know, the thing is, stop trying to figure out how he gonna do it. You know, that'll mess you up too. You know, when I used to try to always figure out the when, the whys, and the if, it just confused me. And the Lord began to say, your responsibility is to believe, obey, and trust what I say in my word. And you have to discipline your mind to do it. But like I said, I'm in Psalm 73. Like I said, the psalmist began to look at the wicked. He began to draw his conclusion, and the enemy had him in a fix, had him begin to debate with, look at the sinner, look what they accomplished versus you. And he opened himself up for jealous. And I found out, I was in a service on yesterday, and the minister preached from the scripture about the Bible said, walk in the spirit, you won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. being spiritual minded. And I found out to be spiritual minded is to focus on and say about you and your situation about say what God say about you. And I'm telling you, God has been good. And this with the now the summer started out talking about the goodness of God, but then he started coming out, but I almost slipped. He said, I was foolish. I was jealous of the wicked. He was jealous of the unrighteous. And listen, I'm telling you, if you're going through, if you're having a time, a trial or going through some right now in life, and it appears like God ain't working fast enough or look like God ain't going to come through, you've been going, that's the time you need to have your praise. That's when you need to sit down and count up your blessing. Now I'm not telling you that you need to stay in lack, stay in poverty, stay in sickness and disease. I'm not saying that. The reason why I'm not saying it, because that's not the will of God. The Bible clearly stated in John 10:10, the thief come but to steal, kill, and destroy, but I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. I'm saying like what Paul said in Hebrews, he told them, don't waver in their faith because God is faithful who promised. And I'm telling you, in them see nothing times, in them feel, you ain't feeling nothing, you know. Well, we used to sing a song, I got a feeling everything going to be all right. Now, it's time that the Holy Spirit will bring encouragement to you to let you know it's going to be all right. And sometimes we all need that if we're in a scratched-out battle. But my point is this. Give thanks. Take time today and just begin to thank him. If whatever you're dealing with right now and it's not lined up with, just take a pause, praise, break. Take a pause, break, and just begin to praise God. God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for my health, life, health, and strength. Now, I can hear something. Well, Prophet, I've been doing it. Well, listen, keep doing it. You know, God, I thank you. I thank you for supplying all of my needs. You see, when you are serving a God, you know, even though you might not have the money in your presence, but God promised you when you seek out his kingdom, he said, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added. He tell us not to take no thought for our life. If you know you done what the word said, go back sometime and quote, Father, I thank you. Your word is true. God, I thank you that you're watching over your word. God, thank you for just watching over me. Thank you while I sleep, you watch over me. Thank you, God, when the enemy trying to throw one on, get a fast one on me, you'll reveal to me what to do. I thank you, Father. And y'all, I don't know about y'all. I thank God for giving me the grace and the strength to persevere in the hour and the time to be steadfast. Thank you, Father, for giving me the strength and grace to forgive. Thank you for giving me the grace and strength to let go, God. Sometimes you got to let go. I mentioned on Thursday, due to a conversation that me and another apostle had, we got some older people, and we got some people. You holding on to childhood drama, you know, and you got to let go of it. And you might have to ask, you might need some help. You might need to say, Lord, will you help me to let go? But this summer went on. He was saying, for there are no bands in their death, but their strength is firm. You know, you ever hear some people say it seems like that the righteous be dying, and those that you be judging, those that deserve to be dead, they still living. Y'all, you see, even read that, you don't know God. God is the creator of all man. He the creator of all mankind, but there too again. God ain't going to make you do anything. But don't do that. Don't that's one of the doors of you open yourself up for bitterness and resentment. Know that God loves everybody. You know. Well, you just gonna have to pray for me. No. You just gonna have to make up in your mind. You gonna say what the words say. But I'm talking about being thankful. Because we have so many, not only that God just wake us up, but I don't know about you, but he just keep on blessing me. He always, I watch God. 12 months in a year, 365 days, I watch God supply all of my needs. A lot of time it don't appear, and I had to learn this. Sometimes it don't come the way I want it or how I want it, but he always be on time. He'll make a way out of no way. That's something to praise him for. I have children, I have grandchildren that don't stay near me. But I thank and praise God for watching over them, for protecting them. You know, some of them in the busy part of Virginia, and they go to and fro, going their job. They have the traffic, but God constantly watching over my son and his family, my grandchildren. One of my grandsons over in Germany, and my great-granddaughter, him and his family, God constantly watching over them. That's something to thank God for. Listen, you don't have no room today to complain. Really, you don't have no room. That little spirit of discouragement that's on you right now, that spirit of disappointment that's trying to weaken you, listen, let's come up out of it. Start praising and thanking God. Father, I just want to sit here and thank you. Begin to go back and think about the goodness of the Lord. The songwriter said, when I think of the goodness of the Lord, y'all, God have been good. In spite of our foolishness, our ignorance, our prideness, our rebellious and disobedience, God been good. When I think about how good God been to me, I got so much to thank. And you do too. Yeah, but you don't know what doesn't happen. God let this happen. No, God ain't let nothing happen. Our biggest problem is ourselves in ignorance. If any time you don't know God, the Bible said that the children of Israel, they know they saw God works, but Moses know the ways of God. Yeah, the children of Israel got Moses in trouble because God told Moses to speak to the rock. He let them get on his nerves. And I'm telling you, if you lose focus on God in this hour and time, you say he must be sleeping. No, he's not sleeping. Hallelujah. I'm reading this. I don't went to the Living Bible because I just love it. It's the truth of God is good to Israel, to those whose heart are pure. But as for me, I came so close to the edge of a cliff. My feet were slipping and I was almost gone. For I entered the pride. When I saw them prosper despite their weakness, they seemed to live such a painless life. To his head seem. You see, the enemy going to always try to make the other side brighter than the side we own. The enemy always want us to believe that God is not faithful. God is not a God of integrity. Yes, he is. God, I just thank you. I thank you that I didn't only wake up this morning, but I still got a mind to live right. I still got a mind to forgive. I still got a mind to go on in spite of my see-nothing days. In spite of the time that it appeared that I've been where I'm at for a long time, I've been believing for a long time. But God, I still thank you. I got this mind. I want to do right. In spite of the false accusation, I still want to do right. Thank you, Father. Thank you for divine health in my body. Forgive me. And, you know, that's something I praise God also. Some of you be, and y'all know we do it, we be eating the wrong thing and cause certain illness in our body, cause your blood pressure to be high, cause cholesterol. Y'all, we do that stuff. But even in spite of that, it's as somebody said, when I cried out to the Lord, he heard my cry. Y'all, God is so merciful. So I just thank him today. Hallelujah. But like I said, he began to get his eye. The enemy will do that. He'll have you to stop. Oh, look at so-and-so. Look at them. Look what they got versus what you got. I'm a minister. And in my traveling sometimes, I go to certain churches and I see the thing the Lord done bless other pastor with or other minister with and see certain things taking place. And listen, if I get in the flesh, if I listen at the devil, you get in and say, oh, why God blessing them? Why he blessing me too? Maybe it might not be my time right now, but oh, my time coming up. The number going to come up. You see, what are you talking about today? I'm talking about in this hour, or in the time of see nothing days. Praise him. Bless him. Be grateful. Don't murmur and complain. Why God ain't doing that? I'm tired. I'm going to tell you the truth. God got to be God to tolerate with us. I ain't talking about just one race of people. I'm talking about all race, humans. We as humans, God got to be God to tolerate us, to be merciful and patient with us. But the psalmist said, he remember my frame, Pando do Boko. He know that I'm dust. But the psalmist goes, he said, they seem to live such a painless life. Their bodies are so healthy and strong. They aren't troubled like other people, plagued with problems like everyone else. They wear pride like a jewel necklace, and their clothes are worn of purity. These fat cats have everything they heart could ever wish for. They scoff and speak only evil. In their pride, they seek to crush others. They boast against the very heaven. And their words grope throughout the earth. And so the people are dismayed and confused, drinking in all their work. Does God realize what's going on? They ask, is the Most High even aware of what is happening? You see, and I'm telling you, when you get your eyes off of the Lord, and you ain't, you'll think just like this psalmist. Come on, somebody. You'll think just like this psalmist. Where is God? Why won't God do something? And it's the ASAP. He was the one. But I'm telling you, when you get your mind off of God, listen, when you sense discouragement, disappointment creeping in, sadness installed, your mind, you done took your mind off of the Lord. Get your mind back on him. You need to open your mouth. That's when you have to boldly decree. Father, I thank you. I thank you for supplying my need. And you can name it. Say it's your house note. Now, I'm telling you, if you're a true born-again believer, you one that doing, you obeying God to the best of your ability. You're doing just what God told you to do. And in that time, that spirit of discouragement, disappointment want to come. Like the floodgates of hell come in. That's when you got, Father, I just want to say thank you. I'm faithful with my tithe and offering. God, I thank you for rebuking the devil for my sake. Father, I thank you that I seek ye first, the kingdom of God. And all your righteousness, God, I thank you right now. You are supplying all of my needs. I thank you, Father, today. I'm not taking no thought what I'm going to eat or what I'm going to drink or even what I'm going to wear. Because, Father, I know you got it. Father, I thank you for my house note right now. Say if your house note, 500, whatever it may be. We're going to say, Father, I thank you for that $534 for the mortgage. Father, I thank you for that $50, $100, or $200 for the light bill. Father, I thank you for the water bill money. You can name it. Father, I just thank you. Father, the Bible said that I can boldly say that the Lord is my helper. Jesus, you the same yesterday, today, and forever. You did it in January. You did it in February. You did it in March. So, Father, I just thank you. You got it all taken care of. I just want to pause and tell you thank you. I want to thank you right now. You tell me to stir up the gift on the inside. You told me that count it all joy when I fall in divers temptation. Father, I just thank you. I'm counting all joy in these see nothing days when I'm feeling, when the spirit of discouragement trying to overwhelm me, overtake me. Father, I'm going to count it all joy because I know that my Father has it under control. I thank you that Jesus, you is my shepherd. I shall not want. I thank you for leading me in a plain path because of my enemy. Hallelujah. Thank you. I thank you for watching over my children. Thank you. Watching over my husband, my wife. Begin to just thank him. And like I said, this is what this psalmist did. He got his eyes off the Lord. He began to let the enemy, those thoughts of discouragement, those thoughts, you know, disappointment. And then, you know, you did it last year, honey. You did, you know, I was in the service yesterday and, you know, in the time I offered. I thank and praise the Lord for God gracing us to be a cheerful giver. And I learned years ago, the Bible said every seed produced after its time. Money beget money. You know, some people want money, but they don't want to sow money. You set the limit on your the money that come to you. Now, y'all, I don't pursue prosperity. I don't do that. But I found out money beget money. You decide. You put the limitation on it, not God. I learned the Bible tell us that we need to be cheerful givers. Now, what the enemy does, if you ain't careful, and I don't seem to say I'm the many people, you have people looking at who in the natural the money going to be put in hands. But that ain't the way. You're supposed to look at it from God's perspective. You're supposed to give. The Bible said give, and it shall be given to you, pressed down, shaken together, run over with men with giving your bosom. Whatever man sowed, that's what he's going to also reap. As long as the earth remains, it's going to be seed time and harvest time. Are you following what I'm saying? You can't focus on who you sowing to. That's why it's so important to have a relationship with the Holy Spirit. But you got to sow. Do what God tells you to do. He said they speak only evil. They boast against the very heaven, and their words grow throughout the earth. I read that part. I'm at the 12th verse. It said, look at these arrogant people enjoy life's ease while their riches multiply. Was it for nothing that I kept my heart pure and kept myself from doing wrong? All I get is trouble all day long. Every morning bring me pain. I didn't even hear some saints say, it was better for me when I was a sinner. No, it wasn't for me. I didn't like being a sinner. I was tormented. I was addicted to drugs. I'm glad I'm saying it's better on this side for me. Because guess what? On this side, I have the Lord thy God is with me. I have the Holy Spirit dwelling on the inside of me. I have the angels of God watching over me as well. I have the favor of God on my life. Even in see nothing days, I still got favor. Come on, somebody. I got favor in the city and out the city. Everything that my hand touch are blessed. I got people looking for me to bless me. Oh, that's what I say. See, the Bible tells us, if you have faith as the size of a mustard, you can speak to the mountain. See, some of you ain't speaking. You speaking to the wrong thing. Death and life is in the power of the tongue. Wherever you, it said death and life. Well, you see death first. Well, if you don't like the death, then you need to speak life. What God told you, he said, he first said, can these bones live? Now, I kind of understand what Jeremiah was looking at it from the natural. God already knows. He told Jeremiah, prophesy to the bone. Call them together. And you need to prophesy to yourself. I just need me a word from the Lord. I need a word of knowledge. See, the enemy trying to put that little self-pity spirit on you. You need to say, Father, I just thank you. It's a statement. You are rebuking the devil for my sake. I decree, I speak to the spirit of poverty. I command you to vanish. I'm a tither. I'm a giver. I have given to others. And God told me I would give and I would be the lender, not the boss. God told me I am the head. I ain't the tail. I'm above. I'm above my circumstances. The devil is under my feet. See, these are the times that, and the more, I don't know about you, the more I say what God's word say about my situation, I get my emotion come in check. Listen, you got to know how to discipline your emotion, because your emotion will take you a place of no return. I've been there, and God brought me back. Thank you, Jesus. Sometimes I think about it. I think it was in the 80s, from 1978 to 1988, that was trouble time for me. But I watched the Lord brought me through. I fast, I prayed. I give God the glory, y'all. I wouldn't have never made it. I was at the door of a nervous breakdown. It was just terrible. But it was just like the Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High and abide under shadow. I was under God's wings, and God took care of me. And I thank him for it. I thank him even to this day. So sometimes when things really get really dark and seem like I can't see them, I go back to that time, and I put myself in remember, look what God did, and he brought you through that. Look out when you didn't have this, seemed like you had money to pay your bill. God brought you through that. When it seemed like you were all alone, he brought you through it. He brought you out that you don't have bitterness and resentments in your heart. Think about it. Then he gone down and he was saying by God, he said, the 13th, was it for nothing that I kept my heart pure and kept myself from doing wrong. All I get is trouble all day long, every morning brain pain. If I had really spoke this way, I would have been a traitor to your people. So I tried to understand why the wicked prosper. But what a difficult attack it is. Then one day, and I love this, God is so merciful to us. But there too again, he remember our frame. He know that we are dust. You got something to praise God for, my brother, my sister. Regardless to how dark it is, you still got something to praise. Begin to thank him. Instead of, you know, because I found out you can get the psalmist, one of the psalmists said, I will overwhelm in my spirit and I complain. If you allow the negative, the disappointment, the discouragement get in you, that thing will overwhelm you. And you'll damn everybody. Yes, you will. And you'll blame everybody. I'm by myself. I'm not by myself. Sometimes flesh tell me, and you, but no, I'm never by myself. The Lord is, he said he would never leave me, nor would he forsake me. See, that's where you had to bring your emotion in, because your emotions start talking to you. It'll talk to you when in them see nothing days, when things are going contrary to what God said. Your emotion begin to talk to you based upon what it sees. And it'll bring in discouragement, disappointment, despair. He said, then one day I went into your sanctuary, O God, and I thought about the destiny of the wicked. Truly, you put them on the slippery path and send them sliding over the cliff to destruction. In my instant, they are in an instant they are destroyed, swept away by terror. Their present life is only a dream that is gone when they awake. When you arise, O Lord, you would make them vanish from the life. Then I realized how bitter I had become, how pained I had been by all I have seen. I was so foolish and ignorant. I must have seemed like a senseless animal to you. Yet I still belong to you. You are holding my right hand. You will keep on guiding me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny. Whom have I in heaven but you? I desire you more than anything on this earth. My health may fail and my spirit may grow weak, but God remains the strength of my heart. He is mine forever. But those who desert him will perish, for you destroy those who abandon you. But as for me, how good it is to be near God. I have made the sovereign Lord my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wonderful things you do. Now that brings me to Psalms 103 in my closing. He said, praise the Lord, I tell myself. With my whole heart, I will praise his holy name. That is something from David. David, the writer of it. Praise the Lord, I tell myself, and never forget the good things he does for me. I believe he had to, you know what, I really believe the reason why David had to come back and bless the Lord, said, bless the Lord, oh my, I'm going to go to the King James, two times, because I believe he was kind of dealing with some little issues too. Come on, somebody. And sometimes when you are dealing with discouragement, disappointment, and, you know, and as I say, see nothing days, when it don't seem like the promise of God is being manifest or coming to pass, you got to really make yourself blessing. You got to put your emotion in check. Silence that emotion. Father, I'm going to praise you anyway. And that's what he said. He said, praise the Lord, I tell myself. So you have to talk to yourself. Answer yourself too. I know folks say if you talk to, you can talk to yourself, don't. You got to know what worked for you. This worked for me. You know, well, I don't remember all scripture. You got a Bible, turn to them. As long as you open your mouth and say what God say, that way you get rid of it. Then he goes, he forgive all my sins and heal all my disease. He ransomed me from death and surround me with love and tender mercy. He filled my life with good things. My youth is renewed like the eagle. You know, I have people telling me I'm in my late 60s, and I have people telling, well, you know, when you get old, your bone going to start cracking and get stiff. That's not going to work for me because he renewed my youth like the eagle. See, I found out Yeah, faith comes by hearing, but you relieve faith in your word. You can talk yourself out of blessing, and you can talk yourself into a blessing. You can talk yourself out the hands of God. Yes, you can. God don't never do nothing for me. God do it for everybody. I don't like for people to call and say, oh, God answer your prayer. He don't answer mine. God don't have no respect to person. Observe what's coming out of your mouth. That's your problem. All you speaking is death. You ain't speaking life. Hold me, oh me. Don't nobody like me. You are absolutely right. I don't have no idea, my brother, sister. I don't know who is tuning into this broadcast. I don't have no idea. All I know, the Lord told me to talk about being thankful, to encourage the people and tell the people and see nothing days when it appear like you can't see the end of the tunnel, seem like you've been going through, tell them to begin to thank him, begin to praise him. And that yoke, the Bible said the anointing break or destroy the yoke. Discouragement, disappointment come in the form of a yoke. It'll try to sit on your head or choke you. And that's when you got to open your mouth and cry, Father, thank you for this day, and just begin to bless him. Father, I thank you. You haven't forgot about me. I thank you, Father, you causing everything to work together for my good. I'm still reading this psalm. He said, the Lord give righteousness and justice to all who treat unfairly. He revealed his character to Moses, his deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious. He is slow to get angry and full of unfailing love. He will not constantly accuse us, nor remain angry forever. He have not punished us for all our sins, nor does he deal with us as we deserve. For his unfailing love towards those who fear him is great as the height of the heaven above the earth. He has removed our rebellion acts from us as the east is from the west. The Lord is like a father to his children, tender and compassionate to those who fear him. For he understands how weak we are. He knows we are only dust. Our days on earth is like grass, like wild flowers, we blossom and die. The wind blows and we are gone as though we had never been here. But the love of the Lord remains forever with those who fear him. His salvation extends to the children of those who are faithful to his covenant, of those who obey his commandment. The Lord hath made the heaven and his throne. From there he ruled over everything. Praise the Lord, you his angels here. His mighty creation who carry out his plan. Listen for each of his commands. Yes, praise the Lord, you arms, army of angels who serve him and do his will. Praise the Lord, everything he has created, everywhere in his kingdom. As for me, I too will praise the Lord. See, the psalmist, I begin to flip. That's what he said in Psalm 73, because he will focus on the wrong thing. If discouragement is hanging around your house and disappointment, you is listening, a demon is seeing you and talking to you. Discouragement comes in the form of thoughts and words. That's why Paul said, casting down every imagination, every thought that exalts itself above the knowledge of God. I had to learn from day one. The enemy, number one goal, is to get me out of line with God. To accuse God of not being a loving father, a father integrity, a father that cares for his children. Oh, yeah, that's what he wants you to think. God loves everybody but you. Now, you know that ain't true. You see, look how long you've been saved and you ain't got nowhere. I promise you it ain't God's fault. Come on, somebody. Well, you know, the old saying said you got to cry before. All I'm saying is this, come to everybody. But it's how you deal with it. If you deal with it based upon what God's word say, it makes a difference. Y'all, God been good. Now, I pray this word help you today by telling you to give thanks unto God and praise him for his wonderful, it's assumption, praise him for his wonderful work to the children of men. Whatever you're going through with, that prayer that you done prayed and you waiting on the answer, put a praise on it. I won't forget one time I was going through heavy lack. Bills due, didn't have money to pay it. And the Lord told me, he said, Ann, you see, God have to give you a strategy. The Lord said, Ann, he said, go in there and get all your bills. I went in there and got all my bills that due. He said, now put them on the floor. I put them on the floor. He said, now dance. Remember the sons, I would dance like David did. And I went in there and did it. And I stopped. And at first I was just crying and having a pity party because I didn't have money to pay my bills. After I put them down and I begin to dance on them, I danced so the tears stopped pouring out. And I began to laughter. And y'all, do you not know within 10 hours, every bill that due was paid? I mean, and I'm telling you, don't sit there and let that spirit of discouragement and disappointment have you to be cast down. The Bible said, lift up your head. Why is your soul cast down? God is still on the throne. He ain't forsake you. He'll never forsake you. And don't let the devil tell you that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you again for this day. Thank you for your word. Father, forgive us when we allow our surrounding of the negative, the discouragement, the disappointment get in our soul. Forgive us for it, Father, because you've been so good. You've been so merciful. Thank you for sending this word to let us know that help is on the way. The breakthrough is about to break. The dam about to break right now in our life. The miraculous, the impossible is about to manifest itself. So, Father, thank you for letting us know we need to praise you at this time and them seeing at the time. So, Father, I just want to say thank you. And as I say, to forgive us when we allow discouragement and disappointment to overwhelm us to the point we start mumming complaining. When you tell us not to mum and complain. Oh, Father, you is a good God. Thank you for the spirit to persevere. Thank you for gracing us to be steadfast. Thank you for letting us know how to get the breakthrough to come quick, to open up our mouth and be thankful and be grateful to you. Father, I thank you and I praise you for it right now. I thank you that spirit of heaven is leaving the individual as they praise and give thanks unto you and repent for mumming and complaining. Father, again, I thank you for your word today. I thank you and I bless you for causing the people to hear your word. Thank you for encouraging me, Israel. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostolic Prophet Willie Ann Miller. I pray you continue. Listen, put on you some good praise music and get your praise on. Because I tell you, you'll get your breakthrough quicker by praising and giving it thanks if you would. Mommy and complaining. Stop allowing mommy complaining to be in your mouth and keep that thanksgiving and praise on your lips.